Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Ummul mu'minin Sayyidah Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake up, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would first relieve himself and he would then use the miswak. Note, it is recommended to relieve oneself before performing wudu so that one may not be disturbed by the demands of nature while in salah. It is also medically beneficial to relieve oneself upon awakening. Hence, one should develop this habit as well and at the same time receive the reward for practicing on the sunnah. When to awaken for tahajjud? Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidah Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake up for tahajjud when the cock would crow. Note, Hafiz ibn Hajar and Allama Qastalani rahmatullah alayhima have written that the cock begins crowing shortly after midnight. This is Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma's view as well. Ibn Battal is of the opinion that the cock crows after 2/3 of the night elapses. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi's view is that the cock crows either just before or shortly after midnight. How long should one sleep for? Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would rest half the night. Thereafter would perform tahajjud for 1/3 of the night and then he would rest for the last 1/3 of the night. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi writes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would sleep for half the night and on many occasions he would wake up before that. The sunnah method of performing ibadah at night. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidah Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would rest in the first portion of the night and would enliven the latter portion. Enliven means Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would engage in salah, dhikr and ibadah of Allah ta'ala. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Ummu Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's devotion would be proportioned to the amount of rest that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken. Note, the general practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was explained in the above ahadith. However, Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would return from the Isha salah and commence his ibadah immediately thereafter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then rest in the latter portion of the night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, however, did not omit the tahajjud salah. When overcome with fatigue or any other excuse, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit and perform the salah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.